Regatta or Hall of Famer. Now, it's a one shot at the target type situation today for Johnny McArdle. Fika Gal, are we just winning today?
Very well on ourselves. The boys have been happy with her work. She'll roll forward. She'll look the winner at some stage.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Fika Gal's going to go all the way for Jamie Mott.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Well, that was just nothing short of extraordinary what happened last week on Friday for the early mail to get us a winner for the first time for the week. The spreadsheet was very, very happy about that. John McArdle had a discectomy. He was high on morphine and possibly a cocktail of other pain-killing drugs at the time, recovering from surgery, and he still managed to tip us into a winner. It's legend stuff.
It is. And, you know, people ask the question, why did he get in the Hall of Fame last year? Well, apart from tipping winners, there was a one particular morning where he may have, well, still been alcohol affected in another country, but still tipped
as
a winner.
New Zealand, wasn't it?
And that was the reason why he got the nod from the selectors. Well, now he's pharmaceutically affected and still tipped as a winner. So I'm not sure what more he can do.
There's nothing more he can do. He's getting a statue, as far as I'm concerned.
We reflect on the likes of Sam Hyland and Willie Hernan that can't tip a winner just in normal health. But John can do it under those circumstances.
I couldn't believe it now. Well, no, I could believe it, but I was just so pleased that we finally got our first legend in the Hall of Fame.
There was some criticism that we went to one race. We targeted one race with six horses, and we talked to the trainer of two trainers that end up finishing first and second, both sort of 6-4 type odds. But we did get the Quinella.
And
we can't do much more than
finished
that.
We finished in front for the day. That's all we can do.
Anyway, let's see what Jason Warren can do for us today. We're at racing.com park on the synthetic at Pakenham, and Jason Warren joins us. Jason, thanks for your time.
Yes, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. Pressure's on.
Sounds like I've got big shoes to fill with Johnny McArdle.
Oh, what a performance. Heroic.
Heroic.
Race 2, number 3, starts things off for you. You've got Paint This City from Gate 8 with Ben Mellum aboard. What can you tell us about Paint This City?
Yeah, look, he's a horse that's probably drawn bad barriers nearly all of his career, and he's only had four or five runs, but he always ends up back in the field due to bad barriers, and he's never brilliant away. Today he's drawn a little bit better out to the mile. I think he's been looking for the 1600, so he's got a good finish on him, and I think he'll probably be a couple of pairs closer to get today from a little bit better gate. So a few kicks there, and horses trained on well since last start, and you know, he'll be hard to beat.
All right, oh, okay. I was going to say, it looks an open race with the way the tab sees it, at least, and sort of around sort of the $8, $9 mark, but you're pretty confident.
Oh, look, I'm confident our horse will run very well. So, I think it's pretty, like you said, it's an even sort of field. There's a couple of horses there that look like they could step up and be winning, but I think we're one of those. So, all going well. Better barrier, a bit closer in the run. That should be just enough to get us in front, hopefully.
All right, sounds good. Okay, let's go across to race 8. Now, you talk about a good barrier for Paint This City. That's not the case for Marching Orders. Gate 13.
Yeah, not ideal. Makes Chelsea's job of a lot harder. We're still a little bit each way on running him. I'm just going to have another look at him now that the sun's come up and trot him up and make sure all's good. But still a little bit each way on if we should be running from that gate. There's other races later in the week we can wait for if decide not to run.
All right. Terrific, Jason. We'll leave it at that and put some money on race 2, number 3, Paint This City. Thanks for your time.
Good luck, guys. Have a good day.
Good stuff. And good luck to you, Jason Warren, with us on the early mail. Greg Urell is always up for a challenge. John McArdle style. I'm not sure he's heavily medicated this morning. We'll check in with him. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Great to have you on board. You've got two going around today at Pakenham. Nikki by name is the first one. Race 4, number 9 at a barrier 5. Now, it's only second start today after first start in December. What have we made of the time off?
Yeah, well, she pulled up a little bit of chin sore from a first up run and went out for a break, and she was a bit naughty. She ran through a fence and cut a leg. So did all the wrong things, but and hence that's yeah, she's had quite a bit of time off, and everything's healed up exceptionally well. But you know, that that's been the big gap between runs. So she's come back in really good this time. The if anything, the time certainly helped her to probably strengthen up a little bit more and furnish. But she seems in good shape. She's done everything right to date. Trolled up well, so I think she leads into this really good.
Right, that's a positive start for Nikki by name. The other runner is race 6, number 3, Red Core, who's got some pretty good city form. 2 lengths, 7th at Flemington last time out over the 1,100. Back to the 1,000 today in a benchmark 64. Surely we're in this up to our eyeballs, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is his pet distance, and, you know, it's he hasn't been running bad races by any means, but he's won at this track and this surface, so... it looks like a really good race for him today. You know, he should be very, very competitive.
So which one's your best, Greg? It sounds pretty good, both of these opportunities today.
Yeah, look, I do like both of them, but I really like the filly. It'd be nice if she could get up and get the score on the board. But I mean, this bloke, as I said, he's been racing really well, Red Core. So, you know, I think he'd be a very strong chance today.
Let's take Red Core as our best for Greg Urell today. Good luck, mate. Hopefully you get a double.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Greg Urell with us on the early mail. So, our numbers today, race 2, number 3, Paint This City for Jason Warren, and race 6, number 3, Red Core for Greg Urell. Although, race 4, number 9, Nikki by name. Got a solid push as well from the trainer. So, do what you like to do. Have some fun.